The people of Ascoola awoke to a nasty surprise. Raw sewage flowing down the street and lapping at their doorsteps. It's a graphic consequence of the power cuts in Gaza. The nearby sewage pump station has no electricity, so the dirty water and excrement has nowhere to go except into the street.
Dirty, filthy, stinking water, up to 20 centimetres deep in some places, flooding the streets, flooding the fields, flooding an orange grove. And the fear now is that if power isn't restored to the pump soon, the water could start to seep into people's houses, causing a real public health worry.
This is where the sewage should be pumped to, a treatment plant a couple of kilometres away. Here too, the machinery stands motionless. No electricity means no way of purifying the dirty water, so it just stagnates.
50% of the wells don't have electricity nor fuel. And in the in a few hours and tomorrow, we'll have around 80% of the wells will not run because we will not have electricity nor fuel in those plants.
For the sick in particular, everyday existence is becoming increasingly grim. This is Zahra Anazli. A respiratory illness leaves her dependent on oxygen, but that too is kept out of Gaza by the Israeli embargo.
I am scared to run out of oxygen. I'm afraid that something will go wrong during the night or in the morning and my machine will stop working. Sometimes I feel myself choking like a strangled chicken.
Hospitals in Gaza now have enough diesel to power their generators for a matter of hours, a day at most. Doctors will soon be faced with difficult choices, which life-saving machines to switch off. Will it be these dialysis machines, or maybe incubators at the children's hospital? It's an unenviable dilemma, making decisions over life and death. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, Gaza.